Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bebich and Finley, 106.7. The Fan, sing it for me, B.
I can't sing that good, Jay.
I think you can. I believe in you.
Yeah, right. I'm going to fall for that one. And then Lanfield going to replay it again. That ain't happening.
Bemidji and Finley presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Right now I'm excited to reach out and talk to Maryland State Delegate Jazz Lewis. He represents the Landover area in FedEx Field, where so much of the stadium conversation centers. Delegate Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. Can I call you Jazz? Because it's just a really cool name.
Call me Jazz.
All right. Cool. Let's start with just kind of the news of the last 24 hours and what you make of it with the reports that the Commanders have kind of zeroed in on some land in Woodbridge for a new stadium.
You know, I saw the language, and it said it's kind of like an options deal. So I'm not, you know, I don't know how finalized that is. But, like, you know, I just want to be clear that, you know, in Maryland, Prince George's County as a state, we put up $400 million to try to make the type of environment around the stadium here that I'm sure the Washington Commanders customers want to see. I know my constituents want to see, with walkable, bikeable communities, with eateries and the whole thing. We got that commitment regardless if they stay or go. But, of course, we'd love them to stay as an anchor. You know, we put money up that benefits our constituents, but will also benefit them. And we're not going to be used as a token, you know, against anybody. You know, I think there's a strong business case for staying here. They already own a ton of land, which they wouldn't have to acquire. And we already have plans to build around them regardless. You know, I don't know what investments those areas in Virginia are planning on doing that benefits their constituents comparable to what we're going to do. But, you know, in my neck of the woods, you know, the voters don't really like you spending money willy-nilly for corporations if you don't have a plan on what you're going to do for your constituents first and foremost. So, you know, we put our money on the table. We'll see what they do.
So you basically, you're, the money you put on the table, you feel that that suffices, and you don't have to go around and wait till they go somewhere else as if to, oh, we go somewhere else and they think you're going to put up more. You stuck where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, I think there could be conversations about doing something more once they make a commitment that they're going to be here. But we've already put $400 million up to create an environment around them that should make a great business, you know, business climate. And clearly the state of Maryland has put up resources to help M&T Stadium and the Ravens, and put up money for Camden Yards. It's not as if we're not trying to be a good partner to our anchor institutions. But, you know, our deal technically says, you know, the $400 million can't go towards the stadium. It has to go for infrastructure improvements around, which, as anyone who's been to the current stadium knows how difficult it is getting in and out of there.
Yeah.
I think they should receive that as a benefit and a plus. It's going to go towards the type of economic development that, you know, you would see around like Washington Nationals. That's what we want to do. That's what we're planning to do in building downtown Prince George's that my county executive and I have been talking about for years, and now we have the resources to do. I haven't seen Virginia do that, you know, and I hope whatever they do is in the interest of their constituents first and foremost, and that an anchor institution like them can play in. And that's why I think the business case for us just makes way more sense.
Speaking with Maryland Delegate Jazz Lewis, who represents the district in Landover, where FedEx Field sits. Jazz, I wanted to ask you, you said something interesting there, that there could be conversations about coming up with more cash for a stadium if the Commanders are able to commit to your area. Have you had any of those conversations? Have you asked for a commitment? Have they been clear they want to talk to everybody?
Yeah, I know I have personally. I know our governor has, Larry Hogan. I know the county executive have asked for a commitment. There are a lot of creative financing options out there on, you know, bonding or using tax increment financing, where you kind of commit a, you know, fairly small revenue source, where you can get a lot of money up front to help with a package to do any number of things, right? Anyone who's been to the National Harbor, that was done through a TIF, tax increment financing, and we see what became with that. The key there is you can only have that conversation and talk about allocating resources for possibilities if we know someone's going to be there, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to be focused on the needs of our constituents, which are many. You know, Prince George's County got hit the hardest in Maryland from the pandemic, so we're focused on healthcare. During the recession, we were hit the hardest in the housing bubble. So, you know, there's a lot of housing concerns that, you know, we're going to allocate our money based off of who is living here and how we can best help. And, if we don't know they're going to be here, we can't start having conversations about it.
Yeah, it's like trying to get your information to take somewhere else, and then you're not going to allow that.
Yeah, you know, and our constituents want us fighting for them. So we need to know who's going to be in the fight for them, too. And we'd like our anchor institutions, to be committed to us. I think that's what our constituents deserve.
Well, you know, and this may be anecdotal for you. I don't know that you can even come up with this, right? But one of the big conversations we have is about declining fan base in Maryland, and maybe that the smartest move for the Commanders is moving to Virginia, moving south where maybe they have more fans. Do you notice that in your district, or have you noticed most of your fans or most of your constituents are Commanders fans?
Most of my constituents are still Commanders fans. I think they still call it by another name. They're getting used to the Commanders name.
Plenty of people are.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, for ages they've been on this side of town. Even when they were at RFK, it's much closer to the current location than some of the places they're talking about in Virginia. It's kind of like a history to the community. You know, I think by being part of a bigger economic development strategy that helps to address racial wealth inequality and wellness, I think it will help with their image. I think it will help with the fan base as well. You know, if the local community starts to feel like they are a real partner, right, helping them out in building up what we want to see, they'll get a lot more participation. I compare it to, Baltimore City and the Ravens. You know, people see all the time, you know, before a Ravens game, people will go to Fells Point and Fed Hill and patronize our local bars and restaurants and then walk over to the stadium. You know, they may patronize a little bit more, and then afterwards they go right back, right? Mm-hmm. It's like a symbiotic relationship, but you also see the team so active across the city. And we're primed to be part of that type of partnership on the condition you make a commitment you're going to be here. Yeah. That just makes good business sense on behalf of our constituents.
Let me ask you just, maybe this isn't even professionally, but like personally, were you caught off guard by all the news yesterday, or was that something that you guys were kind of expecting?
I was definitely caught off guard. I wouldn't say I was surprised, but yeah, it was, you know, look, every conversation we have with them is about, you know, what we can offer them. And what we're starting to say is like, look, you know, what are you going to offer our community as well, right? Are you going to be committed to us? And we're not going to be used as a, as any tool in some trade war with Virginia. If you're going to Virginia, fine. We have a plan on what we're going to do to move our community forward, and we have the resources to do so. It'd be better if you were a partner there, but we'll figure it out. And we have ideas about how we can use that land in the future.
So. What I kind of pick up is that you're getting the approach based off of what it used to be. And that used to be a point where everybody wanted to be a part of that team. I don't think the reputation of the team is the same anymore. So now I agree with you. If you want some help from us, you got to show us how you're going to help us too. It's not just a one-sided deal. And I think they have to understand that. Just looking at the landscape and looking at how things are working with it, you no longer can dictate to people.
No, we have other options. And it's just like, I think it could be great. You know, they're rebranding right now. I've gotten to know the new leadership team and Jason and other folks, and they seem like they want to be a partner. But they got to make a commitment. They got to make a commitment. So.
Delegate Lewis, we sincerely appreciate your time. If we can help with something down the road, feel free to reach out and let your press folks know that we appreciate the time. We'll watch as this thing unfolds, and I'm quite interested to see what happens next.
All right, awesome. Thanks for having me. Y'all have a great one.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right, thank you very much. If you would like, you can follow Delegate Jazz Lewis on Twitter at Jazz4Maryland. B, I thought that was pretty interesting. I'd like to react to that. Maybe we'll squeeze in these couple callers. Lots to unpack there. Don't go anywhere. You listen to B. Mitchell Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.